The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
She's got the news. She talks with newsmakers. She encourages us to laugh, and she cries with us. Speaking truth to power and questioning authority daily, it's the Nicole Sandler Show.
Ah, so it is. So it is. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to a Friday. I love Fridays. I used to really hate Fridays. Because the weekends were just terrible. I mean, I'm talking about since the Trump era began. Now I enjoy the weekends because I try to escape from the madness and the insanity. But it's all around us. It's unfortunately not going anywhere, at least until November 3rd. Let me just say one thing. The polls are all pretty definitive, right? It looks like there is no way in hell the orange monster can possibly win. We thought that 4 years ago. Don't underestimate the cunning abilities of the Republicans to, lie, cheat, and steal. We need to be vigilant. We need to make sure that they're not allowed to steal this election. We need to come out in such huge numbers to vote against that madman so that there's no way they can contest it. It needs to be such a blowout that we exile him from Washington, D.C. for good and for the good of the planet. So, yeah, there's my public service announcement to start the program. So welcome to a Friday. Things are crazy as usual. The situation in Portland was even worse last night. I was just reading a piece in the New York Times and watching some video that people who were out there posted of this paramilitary force, Trump's private police, or Gestapo, if you will, shooting mace and tear gas and rubber bullets at people who are protesting, peacefully protesting, something that is their First Amendment right to do. And these unidentified alleged law enforcement officers, are using extrajudicial tactics to hurt people who aren't breaking the law. So Dave Johnson, friend of the show, one of the OG progressive bloggers, is back. It's been a while since he's been here with us, but he'll join us in the second half of the show to go a little deeper into the subject. Because, frankly, with everything else going on, it's not getting enough attention. But there's a million things that aren't getting enough attention. And I really think this is the Trump game plan. You know, back in the day when I did music radio, this is a bad analogy, but it's the only one I've got right now. We used to get worked on records, by the record company. They would send us so much music, and you only had so many slots for new songs each week. And I worked at a station that we actually broke new artists. We played new music. Most radio doesn't. And we had a joke about one of the labels that they would throw so much shit against the wall to just see what sticks. Well, this is sort of what Trump does, what his administration does. They throw so much shit against the wall, knowing that there's no way any news program could credibly deal with everything that he's doing. So a lot of really heinous acts fall through the cracks. So I try, I do my part here. I've only got an hour a day, but I do my best to bring out news stories that I think we should be talking about. And this, Trump sending in his secret police to cities that are run Democrat controlled. That's how he puts it. This is frightening, and we need to spend more time on it. So we will today. But as we like to start things off with something funny, and I've got something fun to start with today. Old friend of the show, Harry Shearer, and you know him, Harry Shearer from this is Spinal Tap, Derek Smalls, the awesomest bass player ever. And The Simpsons and so much beyond that. Harry Shearer is also a musician. He's got a lot of albums out, and they're usually, yeah, they're kind of funny. They're very funny. And he's got a new record coming out. Actually, the first song from this forthcoming album. Wait, hold on. I want to find the actual, okay. The album of songs is to be called The Many Moods of Donald Trump. And today, Harry released the first single, the first video from the album. I'm not sure when the album release is, but he's going to be releasing another song, I want to say every week or two between now and October. Yeah. Oh, the album, I get it, I guess is coming out in October and they're going to release a song a week until then. So when we get to that point, he'll come on the show, you know, and we'll get to live through some of them with Harry and talk to him. But in the meantime, I get to not necessarily premiere the show. I mean, he already tweeted it out this morning, but today is the day it's released officially. So with no further ado, I bet you can't figure out what this one's about. It's from an album called The Many Minds of Trump, right? Was that it again? The Many Moods of Donald Trump, close. This song is called Son-in-Law. Yeah. And once again, I tell you, the song is good. The video is awesome. I will post the video on my blog at NicoleSandler.com/7-24-20, which is today's date, which is where I'll post the podcast today. So you can see the video too. And it is worth seeing this video, I promise you. So with no further ado, take it away, Harry Shearer, or should I say, Donald Trump. Whoops. It says, meanwhile, earlier.
That was a horrible question.
Person I trust most, son-in-law.
Son-in-law.
He's the butter on my toast. Son-in-law.
Son-in-law.
He gives me good advice. He's cheap at half the price. Thinks my daughter's tits on.
All right, next question. No, you're disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself. Okay, thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Uh, And that was Harry Shearer, son-in-law from the forthcoming album, The Many Moods of Donald Trump. And yes, if you had not seen the video, if you only heard the song, you only got, you know, half of the experience, because the video is perfect. Harry Shearer, I think it's him playing Donald Trump, but they use this deep fake technology to really make him look like it's really Donald Trump. Anyway, it's worth watching the video. I will tweet it out. I'll Facebook it. And I'll also have it posted on my blog at NicoleSandler.com. So weird. I guess Facebook wasn't working, but it is now. Some people are telling me they're seeing it live on Facebook. Others are not. So who knows? Technology, what can I tell you? Still suspended from YouTube, working on it. That's about all I can tell you. All right. So what I guess we should just get to the news, shall we? Because as usual, there's a lot of it, a lot going on. So with no further ado.
I read the news today. Oh, boy.
We'll do it live.
Thank you, Bill. All right.
Do it live.
Got it.
I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
All right. You done? Thank you. Man, Bill O'Reilly, just can't get rid of him anymore. So I know I make light, but it's not, there's nothing funny about it. The coronavirus pandemic passed another grim milestone here in the U.S. yesterday, with the total number of confirmed cases passing 4 million. Sorry. Okay, everything's fine. Passing 4 million cases here in the U.S. And what's really weird is the United States passed, we were at 2 million cases on June 10th. It took almost a month until July 7th to get to 3 million cases. And it took 15 days from July 7th until yesterday to get to 4 million cases. This is exploding exponentially. And Trump keeps lying to you, saying, oh, it's under control, it's getting better, the numbers are coming down. No, that's not true. In fact, there's a technical term for that.
Bullshit.
Don't believe him, because he's lying to you. More than 144,000 people, Americans, have already died of COVID-19. And I just got word, I just found out today, that here in South Florida, you know, there's a fairly tight progressive community. And there's a man named Jack Lieberman. Jack Lieberman runs a company called Progressive Rags. He makes T-shirts and buttons and bumper stickers and things like that. That's his business. And he's been doing it for years. And he supplies, you know, it's gear for us, for progressives. Found out just a day or two ago that Jack Lieberman was in the hospital with COVID-19. Today, we learn his wife is now also hospitalized. There's a GoFundMe campaign going on to raise money to help them. They're not young people, which is an extra scary level of horror on top of it, because if you get COVID and you're young, you get really, really sick. And it's not a good thing. And if you get COVID and you're a little older, chances are not good that you'll survive it. I hate to say it, because I'm talking about real people here who are older than me. And I'm very, very worried. I don't understand why people can't wear masks. I just don't get it. And for instance, Donald Trump yesterday during the show, while I was talking to Howie Klein, the news broke that Trump announced he was canceling the Jacksonville part of his Republican convention that was scheduled for next week. Due to the rising number of coronavirus cases in Florida, Trump claimed it wasn't the right time. Yeah, right. Like it was his idea. He fought the idea of canceling it. He changed the venue from Charlotte, North Carolina to Jacksonville, Florida, because because North Carolina's governor said, I can't guarantee that by August you'll be allowed to hold an event in a big arena with people packed in like sardines. It's just probably not going to happen. I'm not going to allow you to break our rules on social distancing to have your stupid little party. So, of course, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, told him, sure, you can come here. Why not? Come here. You can have your party in Florida because, you know, we're stupid down here. And I'll let you have your convention. And who needs the social distancing or the masks? That's not, you know, we don't need to do that. And so so he decided he was moving it here. Now, he doesn't understand that to put on a big political convention, one that happens every 4 years, is a huge undertaking. You don't just say the 11th hour, oh, we're going to move from Charlotte to Jacksonville. And it was just last week that the police chief in Jacksonville said, hello, I've been given no plans. I've been given no budget. You expect my police department to protect the attendees at this convention? I can't guarantee their protection. And then yesterday, during the show, Trump announced he's canceling it because he said he decided it wasn't the right time.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Anyway, so now that's off. Everything in Jacksonville is off. They're going to still have some of the festivities. I don't know. The business happening in Charlotte. Trump will give his nomination acceptance speech from somewhere. We don't know where. But that's, you know, that's the way he rolls. That's the way this administration rolls. By the seat of their pants, they don't have a clue what they're doing. And it's all a big fucking disaster. So that happened. The next story I have here has to do with Trump's secret police. And frankly, I'm going to hold off on that until Dave Johnson gets here, because frankly, that's what we're going to talk about. So I'm going to wait on that for now. Let me tell you about a couple other things that happened. Michael Cohen is out of jail. You remember Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former lawyer and fixer, who was sent back to prison. Now, it was like a week or two ago. And when I heard the news, I passed it along in a story. And what I had heard at first, and I guess erroneously reported, was that Michael Cohen went out to dinner. He's supposed to be on house arrest. You know, he's supposed to be serving the rest of his sentence from his Manhattan apartment because of the COVID. So he allegedly was out at a Manhattan restaurant and was therefore sent back to jail. I thought, oh, my God, what is he is the stupidest man alive. But it turns out that wasn't the reason he was sent back, or certainly it wasn't the only reason. What happened was he was taken back into federal custody after refusing to sign a document promising not to publish his planned tell-all book about Donald Trump. Yeah, because Trump likes this idea of prior restraint. That's actually unconstitutional, but, you know, it's never stopped him before. Anyway, Cohen sued, saying the Trump administration was trying to prevent him from completing his book. And the judge, his name is Alvin Hellerstein, he's of the Federal District Court in Manhattan, he said the Justice Department's decision to return Cohen to prison was retaliatory and meant to punish Cohen because of his desire to exercise his First Amendment rights to publish a book. This was yesterday in a telephone hearing, and today Michael Cohen left prison and is back, I'm guessing, in his Manhattan apartment. Funny how those things work. Once in a while, a judge does the right thing. Actually, more than once in a while. I just hope and pray, and I'm not a praying person, that we have more judges on the bench even after the packing done by this president and this piece of crap Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, that most of those judges, like we saw a little bit from the Supreme Court last month, where even Donald Trump's two nominees, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, voted against him because they're there to represent the law, to interpret the Constitution, to hold up the rule of law, not to protect the dictator wannabe sitting in the Oval Office. So let's see, other news that happened. The Senate yesterday passed the NDAA, a $741 billion defense bill that has a provision in it that calls for removing Confederate names from Army bases. And it was a bipartisan vote of 86 to 14 in the Senate. So that's huge. Now, the House also passed their own version of the NDAA, also by a veto-proof majority, which is pretty stunning. Now, they're separate bills. So what happens next is the two chambers come together for a conference to try to reconcile the two sides of the bill. Now, I in no way endorse the NDAA. Bernie Sanders had an amendment that cut the $741 billion by 10%, that something in the order of 23 or 20 some odd senators voted for, which is a big deal. It's not nearly enough, but it's more than would have voted against it last year. So at least we're moving in the right direction. Keep in mind that one of the names being floated as a top contender for Joe Biden's VP, Kamala Harris, voted against the amendment, voted against the idea of cutting 10% from the war budget, the defense. They call it defense. I call it war. So anyway, now both chambers of the House, chambers of Congress, will conference and reconcile their two versions of the bill. And then we find out if the Republicans have the balls to override a Trump veto. Right now, they have the votes to do it. The question is, will the Republicans have the balls to do it? And the reason Trump says he's going to veto it is because he wants to keep the names of Confederate traitors on these Army bases. Again, it's all opposite world, and I don't understand any of it. You know what opposite world is, right?
Welcome to Opposite World, where in is out and up is down. Brought to you by Honorable Speaker of the House, Little Johnny Boner, and his really big gavel.
Yeah, so opposite world. We've been living in it for a long time. We are just mired in it now. All right. I see Dave Johnson is hanging out in the Zoom room. So I'll tell you what, let's take care of a little business. We run breaks now on the Progressive Voices Network. So let's get them into a break, and we'll come back on the other side with Dave Johnson. Hold on, I'm trying to get my fun out sweeper here. So we've got Dave Johnson coming up to talk about Trump's Gestapo in just a couple of minutes. It's the Nicole Sandler Show at NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Okay. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Yeah. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Once she grabs, she won't let go. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
None of that soft stuff.
Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
None I should have saved this for Monday.
Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
Just a little bit of jazz.
Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
What do you think?
Just
I
like
love
that.
It. That was great.
That
was Chris Isaac, in case you're wondering.
Somebody's laughing.
Big laughs out in the hall.
All right. This is a little self-indulgence there. I'll tell you what, while Progressive Voices is listening to commercials, I thought I'd play for you the newest ad from the Lincoln Project. Because their stuff is so good. I wish I liked them personally better and trusted them more, but whatever. This is the newest ad from the Lincoln Project. Here we go.
The indictment of accused sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell reads.
In some cases, Maxwell participated in the abuse herself.
I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years.
She pretended to be a woman they could trust, all the while she was setting them up to be sexually abused by Epstein, and in some cases, by Maxwell herself.
I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years.
Maxwell would discuss sexual topics with the victim and undress in front of the victim or be present for sex acts.
I just wish her well, frankly.
A woman accused of being at the center of an international child rape ring, and the president of the United States says,
I just wish her well, frankly.
Had enough? On November 3rd, it's time to return honor and dignity to the White House. The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Yeah, they do some great ads. I just wished that I believed I could trust them once this is all over that they're going to do the right thing. Again, keep your, you know, friends close, enemies closer. Is that what they say? I don't know. Anyway, let me share with you just one more story while Progressive Voices is still in ads. And this is kind of astounding. The New York Times is reporting that the secretive UFO unit inside the Pentagon will now start making some of its findings public. Again, I probably wouldn't even touch this story if it wasn't in the New York Times. But the Times is reporting that one consultant to their agency has briefed Defense Department officials on some highly unusual discoveries, including items retrieved from, quote, off-world vehicles not made on this earth. I want to make sure you heard those words again. Off-world vehicles not made on this earth. Seriously. The Times said that while the Pentagon has claimed that it disbanded its UFO office, that department has in reality simply changed names and moved. And a Senate committee report suggests it will be expected to make some information public every 6 months. I'm waiting for some, you know, little green men to save us, but unfortunately not the little green men that are invading our cities, our, as Trump puts it, Democrat-controlled cities. Yeah, no. So that's all going on. Oh, and baseball started last night, and Dr. Fauci can't throw. And some of the players, I guess it was the Washington Nationals versus the New York Yankees, they all the players, all the staff, all the coaches, everybody on the field took a knee. Now, it wasn't during the national anthem, although some stayed kneeling during the anthem. It was, though, a big message to Donald Trump. When I saw it, I heard a song.
The Nicole's.
Whoops, that's the wrong song. I thought I changed it back to the other thing. This is the song I heard. Yeah, you know, I could just see it collectively, all the players just, you know, doing that, shooting the bird, as it would were. All right, let's bring Progressive Voices back, shall we? And I got to push this button, and we'll push this button.
This is a huge, huge issue.
And we're talking about it. The Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com.
Okay. And with the Progressive Voices listeners back, let's do this.
Olson Johnson is right. I say we stay and fight it out.
Dr. Samuel Johnson's right about Olson Johnson's being right. And I'm not giving up my ice cream parlor that I built with these two hands for nothing or nobody.
Howard Johnson is right.
The latest in a long line of Johnsons who were right. Correct. It's Dave Johnson on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Hello, Dave Johnson. Oh, and it's so nice. Oh, I have you muted. Now you're unmuted. It's so nice to actually see you now that we've entered the 21st century in terms of technology, although I hesitate to brag about my technology because something always screws up before the end of the show, invariably. Hi, Dave. Oh, I'm not hearing you.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
That was so funny. Not really.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm okay.
How come everything I see is in reverse?
Oh, you're seeing it in reverse? Hold on. I can switch it for you. I can do that.
It's
magic. It's all right.
Better this way.
Oh, there. Okay. Well, you're going to see it in reverse because there it is. Video settings. There. Oh, and now everybody can see it. It's mirror my video.
I messed you up already.
Of course you did, but that's all right. There you go. Now it shouldn't be in reverse anymore. Maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, so Dave Johnson, first of all, let me point out that you live in the Pacific Northwest. You're in Northern California, and where you are was one of the first coronavirus hotspots in the nation, because while the rest of us were going, this is not going to hit us here, you were going, holy shit, this thing's real.
Yeah.
And
we had a few.
Yeah.
And then they locked down right away. They locked down so fast, five counties around where I live. And then we never had any problem really until then they started opening up. Now it's starting to get bad again.
So now that it's opened up, people, you know, instead of heeding the warnings and being cautious, people said, oh, it's open now. Okay. Everything's back to normal. I'm just going to go out and be, irresponsible. And that they did. And now it's exploding all over again. And in California, where I thought you guys had your shit together.
Well, here in Northern California, it's not too bad. Southern California is terrible, as you're hearing. It's around L.A. L.A. is a concentrated city. And I saw the warning today, I think, from Fauci that every big city better get ready for this now. But so they have been doing phased openings. You know, they've succumbed to the pressure, opened up too much in some places. Here, they opened up the county below us and then a week later closed it again. Where I am, it's open. I went and got a haircut a few weeks ago as soon as it opened because I wanted to get in before she got infected.
But say that again? You wanted to do what?
I wanted to get a haircut before she got infected. Like that's,
yeah. I guess that's, I cut, yeah, I cut but, my husband's hair. I won't let him touch mine. Mine is just it's a mess, but I cut his and I did a pretty damn good job of it. Yeah. Just saying.
So now they're starting to close back up. Well, they've blocked off a lot of streets and there's outdoor restaurants. I think outdoor restaurants is fairly safe. I don't know.
I guess, but I'm not going anywhere. I don't leave that.
I did one thing I maybe shouldn't have. I went to a Black Lives Matter demonstration.
Right.
And it was, it was great. It was good. Everybody was wearing a mask. It was outdoors. It was crowded, but I got tested 2 weeks later. Like you're supposed to wait 2 weeks and get tested, and it was negative. But there was no surge at all, as they're finding from all these outdoor demonstrations. So outdoors with masks is
okay, right?
That's good. You know, the rest of it, anything indoors, and it's nuts.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Anyway, we were safe for a while. Now it's a little worrisome. I'm not supposed to scratch my nose when I'm on video. Am I?
No, you're not. You're not supposed to touch it. But if you're home and you wash your hands,
on video. People don't want to see them.
Right.
I haven't been on video in a long time.
Well, you know, there's always a first, Dave Johnson. Yeah. So I asked you, I noticed you blog. Now, Dave Johnson is one of the OG progressive bloggers. You were in the first wave of the blogosphere along with,
I'm old.
Digby and when you think of the original bloggers, Dave Johnson is among them. These days, you don't write as much as you used to. And I understand why, but explain why you don't.
Well, it says my pinned tweet is it's really hard to be an old hippie with nothing left to say except I told you so. But I really got to a point where I couldn't write. It was like, what's the point? And then anything I wrote, the world changed by the time I even hit publish. And and also, though, I see a progressive energy out there that makes me feel like I don't have to be out there screaming so much as I was. But lately, I've started I put the music videos up. I put a lot of stuff up still.
But you do. You did put a post up the other day.
I did.
And I noticed that. And I thought, it's been a while since Dave's been here. And I sometimes am searching, who do I talk to about this story? I did it the other day with David Dayan on the story about a consolidation under John Malone, who owns Liberty Media and now has a controlling interest in SiriusXM, in iHeartMedia, in Ticketmaster, in Live Nation, and the list goes on, and it's terrifying. And I know a lot of musicians who say it's why I don't work in my chosen field anymore, because it's been monopolized. That's the name of Dave Davidson's book.
You pay them to perform.
Right. And so, now, it's a whole pay-to-play culture. It's what happened in radio. I've been in radio for 40 years, and I've always gotten a paycheck from the radio stations for which I worked. Well, a few years ago, it became, you want to be on the air here? They'll cost you $200 an hour.
That's right. Like, that's right.
No, you pay me. I don't pay you. So, so thus.
Everything's monopolized. We're here.
Everything's monopolized.
Supermarkets learned that early, where shelf space, and if you want to sell your stuff, you got to be on the shelf. And if you want to be on the shelf and they have power, then you have to pay them.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But anyway,
I came out of the software business, and there was a point where they started putting the big ones started putting software in these giant boxes this big, because if you're going to stock five or six of those, then nobody else can get on the shelf.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Remember? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I noticed we're on an email list together that I mostly lurk on. I read. I don't chime in that often because I get my verbal diarrhea out here on the show every day. But you wrote a piece a couple of days ago right before our eyes, and it opens with stormtroopers in the cities, a Trumpian takeover of democracy. The question isn't if this is what the Trumpers are doing, it's will they succeed? And I thought, okay, Dave Johnson's got to come back on the show to talk about this, because this is truly frightening. I guess the media is covering it a little bit. Let me just play for you some video shot last night in Portland. For those of you listening on audio and not seeing the video, I will narrate for you a little bit. Here... It's you see Black Lives Matter on a sign on a chain link fence. You see smoke bombs. This is the protesters, I believe, setting off the smoke bombs. But on the other side of the fence are these paramilitary troops shooting tear gas and mace. And in a moment, rubber bullets. You see people, protesters, falling over from the tear gas, from the smoke. And in just a moment, you see some people get hit by these rubber bullets. They call them non-lethal weapons. Make no mistake, rubber bullets here in Fort Lauderdale during the early days of the protests. One woman was blinded in one eye from a rubber bullet. These rubber bullets are not... they may be non-lethal in that they may not kill you, but they're certainly going to maim you. Here's somebody being dragged away. Dave Johnson, that's going on.
You made a mistake in there. Those videos look like there's some terrible riot going on.
Right.
That was tear gas. That wasn't smoke bomb. That was tear gas. Thrown at them. The shooting at them and all of this so-called riot, the people are peacefully protesting, mm-hmm. and then these troops show up and just start beating them and everything. I'm sure you saw the thing of the Navy guy getting beaten.
Yes. Oh my goodness!
Start wailing on them. The mayor just got it, and they've been out there for more than 50 days.
Yep.
Protesting. And Trump, if you go to the cable news right now, you go to CNN and MSNBC, and they're talking about COVID. They're talking about, you know, various things. But if you go to Fox, they're saying riots, 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 riots.
Right, right. They're calling it riots.
This is a whole thing they're trying to, because they saw the polls showing people sympathizing with Black Lives Matter. And they had to do something about that. So they're trying to make it all about these terrible people are rioting,
right,
threatening you. So that's what's going on.
You know, and Trump is with his law and order. This is law and order. That's exactly. This man hasn't had an original thought in his life. Law and order is what Richard Nixon ran on for reelection. And he won with that message. Make America great again was Ronald Reagan. Donald Trump has never had an original thought in his life.
And law and order was black people are threatening you. That's what law and order meant. It was a dog whistle that Trump doesn't even whistle. I want to read one thing that's in that post I wrote, but it's really important to get this.
Okay.
You know, I don't have the date in front of me right now, but it was like a year ago or so. Trump was talking to Breitbart in an interview.
Uh-huh.
Here's what he said. He said, Republicans are tougher than Democrats, but they haven't been playing it yet. I can tell you I have the support of the police, the support of the military, the support of bikers for Trump.
Bikers.
I have the tough people, but they don't play it tough until they get to a certain point. And then it would be very bad, very bad. But the left plays it cuter. So that's Trump talking about, that's Trump's brain. Uh-huh. This is Trump now with these forces out there, and he's got him. He's moving him to city after city after city now. And this is not a joke.
No.
What we're seeing, they are not under any constitutional control. You know, this is all about bypassing the civilian control of these cities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a long tradition in the military is not just a tradition, it's a very important principle in a democracy, that the military is under the control of the civilians, of the leadership.
Right.
They're
exactly.
bypassing the leadership of the cities and the states and putting in their own forces. This is like what China does. China brought in forces from outside of Beijing to Tiananmen Square. Uh-huh, and that's uh-huh. a little bit of what this is. That's why these people feel they don't live there. They could just show up and start wailing on people. That's not their neighbors. This is not policing we're seeing. It's not remotely like policing. And this is the biggest step under Trump towards this fascist situation that we're all worried about.
Right. And you know, the whole thing, there are so many things that are disturbing about this. One thing is, these are not law enforcement officials. They are, from what we can tell, they might be Customs and Border Patrol. They could be ICE.
They might be.
We don't know because...
We don't know if he's hiring militias.
We don't know. They could be Blackwater. Right.
DeVos's brother's black... What were they called?
Blackwater, then G, and then who knows? I have no idea. But it's Eric Prince's company, Betsy DeVos's brother.
We don't know.
They're mercenaries.
People are being... They're like almost getting bags thrown over their head. They're being pulled into vans. They're walking down the street. They're pulled into a van. They're mm-hmm. taken to some undisclosed location. They can't call a lawyer. They don't know what's going on. No one will tell them why they've been taken.
The people allegedly arresting them do not identify themselves.
They have no badge.
They have no name. All it has is a generic patch that says police. They're wearing camouflage uniforms, which are military uniforms. Those are not police uniforms. Those are military uniforms. Again, they don't identify themselves. They don't have a warrant. They're just right. snatching people off the streets and throwing them in unmarked cars. And I say, that's kidnapping.
This guy who's the acting head of
Chad Wolf.
Says they're doing this preemptively, arresting people in case they're going to do something.
Here's Chad Wolf, again, the acting head of the DHS, because he's never been confirmed by the Senate.
My nose itch, Nicole.
Sorry. I'm sorry. You can do this. Here's Chad Wolf.
Anytime that you attack a federal facility, such as a courthouse there in Portland, that is a federal crime. Attacking federal police officers, law enforcement officers, which they have done for 52 nights in a row, is a federal crime. And so the department, because we don't have that local support, that local law enforcement support, we are having to go out and proactively arrest individuals. And we need to do that because we need to hold them accountable. This idea that they can attack federal property and law enforcement officers and go to the other side of the street and say, you can't touch me, is ridiculous. We don't do that in any other type of law enforcement. We pursue a criminal. We investigate. We pull them over if you have probable cause.
You have no probable
cause. We charge them and we prosecute them. And you need to hold individuals accountable. And when we don't do that, I think we get what we see in Portland today.
People exercising their First Amendment rights?
The beginning of that is they attack police officers. If somebody, and we don't know if it's even an agent provocateur, if mm-hmm. somebody attacked a police officer, that doesn't mean that the rest of them did. But right. that's what he said.
Right.
And this is a dehumanization process, lumping them all together as some kind of an other. This is terrible what we're seeing. It's terrifying. I think this is going to be something that's leading towards the election, that this is a force that's going to have something to do with the election. They know they're
oh, yeah.
under a fair election. They're not going to win. They know this.
No, I think this is a dress rehearsal. So it started, apparently, in Kansas City, Missouri, and I wasn't aware of it because it didn't get much
media
play.
It started in Lafayette Park.
Well, it started in Lafayette Park. You are correct. That it did.
Right.
Nobody
did anything about that.
Which is astounding. Now, who do we call? We don't have Ghostbusters. Who do we call to deal with this shit? Dave Johnson, do you know?
I am dismayed that, well, I would call the Democratic Congress. Democratic Congress just voted, the Democrats, a lot of them just voted against cutting the military budget, as you were saying,
including Kamala Harris. Yep.
Yeah, who do you call at this point? That's the problem. And the Democrats have been ineffectual. Their strategies have not been good. They need to take – have you seen these Lincoln – Project ads.
See them all.
These are Republicans making ads, and they're just devastated. But they need to take some pages from the Republicans. Can you imagine the Tea Party Republicans if this was happening to them? You've never seen noisemakers like this crowd, you know, playing to the cameras. They would be, the Democrats need to be lying down in the streets in front of these cars. I'm serious.
I mean, look, they need to be out there like the mayor of Portland was the other night. And those protesters do not like the mayor of Portland because he's also the police commissioner. So when he showed up the other night, they were booing him. And finally, he shouted into a microphone, Black Lives Matter. And then they calmed down for a minute. But they're not looking on him like he's one of them. But he said this, what they're doing, this is wrong. And he stood there and got tear gassed. But I'm not seeing members of Congress show up at these protests. Are you?
Yeah. So there's a few. There's a few that have been showing up, but it needs to be organized in mass, and they need to be putting their bodies between this, what's going on. And their job, their oath, is they're supposed to be defending the Constitution. And that doesn't have to just mean they have to show up on the floor of the House to defend the Constitution. They took an oath. Like the guy from the Navy walked up to those people to say, you took an oath to defend the Constitution. What are you doing? Well, they should be out there defending us with their bodies at this point, because that is how people see that someone's on their side.
Right. Right. Yeah. So who? I mean, again, now Dave Johnson, I was a little encouraged a few weeks ago when some of these military figures started speaking out. It was after the Lafayette Square thing when a few of the ones, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said, I honestly didn't know where we were going. I had no idea that he was going to do this bullshit photo op, and it was wrong, and I shouldn't have been there. And then a few others started speaking out, and I thought.
But then he didn't resign.
And then he didn't resign. And then nothing happened.
I can say something. The others that spoke out are ex-military.
That's right.
They have been purged.
Yes. They're no longer there.
They've been purged. And I think anybody still in the government at this point, you know, what are they doing?
I don't know. And that's the problem. You know, I thought, okay, so maybe the military will stand up to him. But then nothing happened and they're allowing this shit to go on. Now, do we know?
I'm sorry. It's not the military's job to stand up to it, but it's.
But it's
the
is.
Job
to,
if they
to
disagree with orders,
disobey,
to not follow the orders and to be
exactly,
out of
exactly. Right. Yeah. To disobey a bad order like this. Right. But then again, these are not necessarily military. We don't know who they are. They're border customs and border patrol.
You know they're not there if they haven't taken a loyalty to Trump.
That's right. That's the other thing. This is frightening. So do we know two things? Trump the other day threatened. He said, I'm going into Albuquerque. I'm going into Chicago. He threatened 75,000 troops. This is what I had in this news story that I didn't read earlier that I said I was going to save until you got here. He's saying 75,000 federal agents he's going to dispatch to quell what he describes as violent crime in major U.S. cities. Now, 75,000, according to the latest data, there are only 100,000 federal law enforcement officers in the whole country in 2016. He's going to send 75,000 federal agents to U.S. cities to carry out his law?
It's Trump.
Yeah. And then
tomorrow, I'll say 200,000.
Right. But something happened yesterday. A federal judge yesterday temporarily blocked these so-called federal law enforcement agents from arresting or using physical force against journalists and legal observers
in
Portland.
And you know what those agents did last night?
They bombed, they shot journalists with tear gas.
Force against journalists and everything else. They did it and arrested people. Anyway,
that's right. So if the courts are not they're ruling on this and they're not. And my question on that was why only journalists and legal observers? I get how important that is. But peaceful protesters should not be arrested or manhandled or abducted either. Why was there no protection for them? But again, who, you know, it's like I wanted the sergeant at arms of the Congress to go out and physically bring in all those officials who were subpoenaed to testify in the impeachment. impeachment hearings and just ignored the subpoenas. And they don't follow through. Or is it the Democrats' problem that they're toothless?
They could have done that, and they didn't do that. That's more of what I'm saying. They could have done that. There's so much they could have done, could be doing. It's like they don't want this to be happening, so they're not. It's like Trump with the coronavirus almost. They don't want this to be happening.
Ignore it and it'll go away.
Well, we're going to just go on with our normal jobs. And why don't we pass a bill to give a tax credit and a means tested,
Right. Yeah. No.
It's happening out there.
And let's do a payroll tax cut. Because, that helps unemployed people. So here's the question I posed earlier today.
All right.
Is Trump's strategy backfiring, or is this the way he planned it? Because what happened is the protest activity had been waning in Portland. It was down to, a couple of dozen people until Trump sent in his Gestapo and brown shirts and thugs to harass them. And now large crowds are gathering again. It's up in the thousands again. Yeah. Is that by design, because he wants to provoke unrest so he could say, look, I'm the law and order guy and I'm keeping us safe because those Democrats are rioting?
I don't know. Let's just wait a little while and look at the polls. Although on polls, there's something I said the other day about polls. I don't know why they ask questions in polls, because all they have to ask is, do you watch Fox News? And that'll tell you what the answer is going to be on any poll of anything.
That's right.
If you watch Fox News, it'll be this way. And if you watch anything else, it'll be this way on any issue.
On any issue.
So they ought to just ask, do you watch Fox News? And people, if you, like I said a minute ago, you turn on Fox News and it's just riot, 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 riot.
Yep.
Anarchists threatening you.
Well, Fox News. I have their original imaging here.
Your original source for fake news. Fox News. We make shit up.
That's it. They didn't want to buy it from
it's
me, but
right?
Yeah.
And the cult tells you not to listen to other sources and just that we're the only truth.
I see them all. I before the pandemic hit, in fact, the last time I was out anywhere other than to walk my dog or to go to a doctor's appointment, I was volunteering at the animal shelter here in Broward County every weekend. My last day there was March 22nd. And that's when they shut us down, and I've been home ever since. But it's disconcerting because some of these animal advocates are Trumpers, and it freaks me out. And I see some of the shit they post on Facebook. I called out a woman who does really good work with the animals the other day because she's nitpicking. She's like, they're claiming false positives on tests. I'm like, when you're doing millions of tests, there's going to be some false positives. There's going to be mistakes. I mean, we went from zero to millions.
The hospitals are all just making up the numbers.
Right,
all of this
exactly.
stuff.
Right.
It's overwhelming too, but yeah.
Yeah. So
this is why I'm not writing much anymore. It's what do you say?
I know, because it's tear your hair out or say, like, who is going to be our savior? No, there's that old, no one's coming to save us. It was like the anonymous person inside the White House who first wrote the op-ed, then wrote the book. I'm sorry. The book fizzled because this coward didn't identify his or herself and said, don't worry, we're here to protect you. Well, great job you're doing, anonymous. Why don't you tell us who the fuck you are?
Right. Well, you asked, what do we do? And that's the quandary, isn't it? Because
now,
you can get out on the streets and you have to get out on the streets. But then look at me. I have white hair. It's dangerous if I go out.
Tell me about it. I know. I have a long one.
And I did.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And I did. But it's difficult. What do you do? Well, the first thing you do is you make absolutely sure you make all the noise you can about voting by mail.
Yes.
And make sure you're going to vote by mail and make sure everybody's out there to vote by mail. But another thing I think that our media could do as a service is to be studying and reporting on, how does Putin win elections when he's unpopular? How does Russia rig elections? Because that's part of what I think we need to be preparing here.
Well, he kills
how a government with its hand on the scale. What does it do?
Right. Well, he kills his opponents, is what Putin does.
Well, they do a lot of things, and then Putin wins.
Yep.
Sorry.
Wins.
In quotes, Putin wins the elections, but That's the model. I mean, there's little green men. Have you heard of the little green men?
Yes, and that's what I was saying with the UFO story. I want to see those kind of little green men, not the little green men that are now assaulting our cities.
What happened was that they called them little green men, and these people dressed in camouflage started showing up around their eastern border and fighting. And they didn't know who they were. And then there were more and more and more of them showing up. And they started calling them little green men. It was Russian soldiers, identified as Russian soldiers in Ukraine. And so people are comparing that to that was a model for a 21st century form of stealth. Do you call it warfare? What do you call it? And you've got these people. They show up. You don't know who they are. You don't know what authority they're under. You can't hold them accountable for anything because you don't know who they are.
Right.
They couldn't go to the UN about an invasion because they don't know who these people are. And that's what's happening in our cities now.
Right.
There's
right.
that stealth model. You know, we had the stealth election model with Brexit and then with our election.
Mm-hmm.
This 21st century kind of strange kind of warfare to get what you want. And that, I believe, is we're going to see the model of Russian elections coming here next. And so all of these people who think, well, the polls show this and the polls show that, and this always means this in the polls, and then the election comes and people do this. And no, that's an American election that's in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much going on here, and we could learn from it and take steps. So that's my thinking on this.
I'm just hoping that there are some responsible people out there, like we saw in the Supreme Court. They didn't go full on against Trump, but at least they walked up to the line and they upheld the law, and they voted his nominees voted against him. Right. Yes. Strategically. Yes. But it was a minor victory. And I'm hoping that when the time comes, the military will say our responsibility is to the people of the United States of America and not to this wannabe dictator. I mean, he won't leave. I worry about his followers that they're the ones who are armed.
What if he wins, but it's obvious it's rigged?
Then we're just fucked. We're just fucked and not in a good way. I don't know. Then we need to enact some sort of 21st century underground railroad to get us the fuck out of here.
I'm going to change the subject a little bit.
Okay.
Because I see it's getting.
It is getting. We've got like 2 minutes left.
I did a lot of research to get ready for the show today. And hold on, let me find. I'm clicking on. I studied up. Are you ready to hear what I learned?
Yes, please.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this is profound, okay?
Okay.
Person, man, woman, camera, TV.
Yes, I heard about that. In fact, hold on. I thought I had it. Oh, here, I do. Here you go.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Yeah, you got
camera.
It. Camera. Woman. You left out the camera person. Now, you got to wonder, really, he differentiates between person, woman, man. And then he saw a camera and they're from the television. That's how the fact that he came up with those five words is kind of sad.
I wouldn't be bragging that a doctor said I had to take this cognitive test.
No.
And I wouldn't be saying, God, they were surprised I passed it.
I hear you.
Unless I was in such a condition that someone was going to order me to take that test, I might be bragging about it. But
I'm going to direct you to go to my Twitter feed because I retweeted a song from our friend Lauren Mayer called Person, Woman, Man, Camera, TV, and it's really good. And I would have played it today, except I had a new Harry Shearer song to premiere. But I'll play it on Monday. But you can go enjoy it because it's good weekend listening. I don't have time to play it now because we're at the end. Dave Johnson, he does blog occasionally at seeingtheforest.com. And maybe you'll post the Lauren Mayer video there. You know, because it's person, woman, man, camera, TV. We all learn.
It's one of those codes they used to send out during World War II. You know, it's a, and you know, that means that you're supposed to, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's like
either.
The code where he said, "I wish her well" to about Maxwell. That oh, that's very, that's an obvious code for keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, and I'll pardon that's you. Code. Exactly.
We're going to get a pardon.
We are so screwed. Dave Johnson, we'll talk again soon. Thank you for being with us, and thank
really
you for
you
coming on. I know, me too. So we need to do this more often, I promise. I will be in touch. And if you don't hear from me, say, hey, what's up? Have me back on your show. Let's talk about this. Okay? Okay. All right. Bye, Dave Johnson. Find him on Twitter at DC Johnson. He's not in DC, but that's his Twitter handle anyway. Bye, Dave. And you, I'll see you tomorrow on the Nicole Sandler Show. Bye. Have a great weekend, everyone.